1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 30 degrees under cloudy skies, expecting a high near 35 and some sun to reappear on this Tuesday. Well, things are much improved today after yesterday's blizzard-like conditions at times. Some roads, especially secondary roads, were snow-covered and slippery this morning. Crews have been out to clear them out. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department said that from 8 yesterday morning until this morning, they had reports of at least 31 vehicles in the ditch and responded to 10 traffic accidents. Two Sheboygan men each face a charge of manufacturing delivering heroin that caused a death over the weekend. 49-year-old Thomas Butson died at Memorial Hospital Saturday evening after he injected heroin at an apartment in the 2800th block of North 12th Street and became unresponsive. An investigation by Sheboygan police determined 35-year-old William Hook purchased heroin from 26-year-old Joseph Deckert in order to cheer Thomas up from his depression. After Thomas injected himself with heroin, he said he felt really dizzy, fell off a couch, and became unconscious. Both men face up to 12 and a half years in prison if found guilty. Bail has been set at $5,000 cash for a 20-year-old Manitowoc man facing two felony charges in connection with a fatal two-vehicle crash in the town of Manitowoc Rapids Sunday evening. Damon Ryan has more.
Cody J. Olson faces charges of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and knowingly operating a motor vehicle with a suspended license while causing death. The crash on U.S. Highway 10 west of Village Drive in Branch took the life of 26-year-old Derek Waterman of Manitowoc. Sheriff's Office Inspector Greg Shetter said law enforcement and rescue units responded just before 7 p.m. to the call west of Manitowoc. A preliminary investigation shows Olson was traveling eastbound on Highway 10 when his pickup truck crossed the center line and collided with Waterman's westbound car. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene by Manitowoc County Coroner Curtis Green. I'm Damon Ryan reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
Today is primary election day when the field of candidates seeking local municipal offices is paired to just two candidates for the general election in April. Mike Kinzel has a preview.
There's just one race on today's ballot involving a seat on the Sheboygan County Board, where 2nd District incumbent Faye Uriner has opposition from Charles Windsor and Ronald Miller. Top two candidates advance to the April ballot. That district includes wards 2, 3, and 12 in the city of Sheboygan, and the city clerk's office has combined them into just one location for this election only. That's at First Congregational Church on Bluff Avenue. Polls will remain open till 8 tonight. There will be scattered races throughout Sheboygan County for city, town, and village school board seats in the upcoming general election on April 1st. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The U.S. reportedly is trying to swap some Taliban prisoners for an American soldier. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor reports.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was captured in Afghanistan almost 5 years ago. He's the only American soldier known to be in captivity. The Taliban have offered him for ransom and for exchange in the past. Last year, the offer was Bergdahl for five Taliban members held at Guantanamo Bay Prison. The Obama administration said no then. Now, the Washington Post reports, the U.S. is telling the Taliban they'll release the five at Guantanamo to the custody of the Persian Gulf nation of Qatar in exchange for Sergeant Bergdahl coming home.
Wisconsin Senate Republicans are reportedly close to accepting Governor Scott Walker's $500 million tax cut package. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee has scheduled a public hearing and a recommendation vote for tomorrow morning on the package. Some senators have expressed concerns about a structural deficit at the start of the next budget in 2015, but Walker and Assembly Republicans believe a growing economy will bring in enough tax money to cover the shortfall. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said a deal is close on making only modest changes to the bill, and they should be set by the time of tomorrow's vote. The state Senate will take up a handful of bills that aim to fight heroin use today. Eric Grillert has a preview.
The bills are being promoted by Republican Representative John Nygren of Marinette, whose daughter has struggled with the addiction that reaches far and wide. One of the bills would allow heroin users to call 911 to report an overdose without facing repercussions. Tyler Liebert is a recovering addict. He tells me why this measure is important.
The biggest fear is that they're going to get in trouble. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to get put in jail. They don't want tickets. They don't want fines.
Liebert says users that may otherwise be left to die could now end up getting the help that they desperately need. Governor Walker and Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen are backing the bills, which are expected to be passed by the Senate today.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A number of bills are up for votes in both legislative houses today in the Senate. Other bills would intend to reduce phosphorus in state waters, and the sales tax on parts and labor for aircraft maintenance, force police to get warrants to tap a person's cell phone and using drones, and making charity rubber duck races exempt from gambling laws. The Assembly is scheduled to vote on a watered-down school accountability program and allowing doctors to apologize for bad medical outcomes and not be used in malpractice suits. Finally, a questionable social media posting by a member of the Wisconsin National Guard has drawn outrage and threats. It shows a group of smiling Guard members from various states posed around an empty casket at a training facility with the caption, "We put the fun in funeral."
That casket was a training casket, and that photo was taken at the Professional Education Center in Arkansas. There was only the one Wisconsin Guard member in the picture.
Guard spokesman Major Paul Rickard says the Wisconsin Guard member has received a death threat. An investigation is underway and the Wisconsin soldier has been suspended from funeral honor guard duties. Your forecast for the rest of your Tuesday, some sun reappearing and temperatures warming above freezing. High near 35 expected tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 23. Currently 30 degrees outside as we head back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.